to the collision.
The Collision, where sports and politics smash. Thursdays at 10 a.m. and on iTunes and Google Play. WPFW, Washington, D.C.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles, tell them too? You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. You gotta talk to the people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. We got to work on that. Hey, Chip.
What's up? What's up?
Look, not much but everything, okay? Everything. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. Another good day, another day in the neighborhood.
Everything's up, including the rent.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. As we open our phone lines and give you folks an opportunity to discuss the issues of the day. This morning, we're talking about stormtroopers. We wake up this morning with stormtroopers deployed coast to coast, okay? You got troops in L.A., you got troops in D.C. Mm-hmm. Now, this is supposed to be a parade, but, you know, the anointed one has already declared that, well, if protesters show up at my parade, we're going to give them, respond with massive force. Okay. So anyhow, that's what we wake up to today. The America occupied from coast to coast. All right. Prelude to a coup.
Yep.
All right. Prelude to a coup. Can you imagine if somebody burns a trash can in downtown D.C. all of a sudden, well, we got to keep these troops here. We got 7,000 troops in D.C.
Guard one trash can.
Okay, tanks. You know, this massive show of force. So this morning, we're going to get your thoughts about that. All right. America occupied from coast to coast with stormtroopers. And those who know history know who the stormtroopers are, were, and will be. Okay. Now, before we do that, we're going to play something from the late great Sly Stone, because he passed away recently, and unfortunately, he talked about things that, you know, we unfortunately still need to talk about. So we're going to play this track from Sly Stone, and then we're going to come back with the phones and get your thoughts about America occupied coast to coast with stormtroopers. All right. 202-588-0893. That's the number to call for a community watching comment. After we take this quick musical reminder from Sly Stone.
Set out to do. Stand. There's a cross for you to bear. Things to go through if you're going anywhere. Stand for the things you know alright. It's the truth that the truth makes them so alive. Stand. All the things you want are real. You have you to complete, and there is no deal. Too long. There's a permanent crease in your right and wrong. Stand. There's a midget standing tall, and a giant beside him about to fall.
Midget standing tall, the giant beside it about to fall. Do the things you know are real. Refuse to and there is no deal. You know, a lot of people might not remember this, but I remember the image from Tiananmen Square. Remember that, Chip?
Uh-huh. You mean the tank rolling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that one lone citizen with his bag of groceries standing up to the Chinese tanks as they rolled into Tiananmen Square.
Mm-hmm.
Occupying forces, stormtroopers, coast to coast. Can't put it any other way. That's what we're witnessing, you know. Is this a prelude to the coup, or is this all part of that 2025 objective? I would like to get your thoughts about that, all right, and more. But that's what we are, folks. You go downtown and, you know, we got 7,000 troops. You know, we got tanks. Got airplanes, you know, it's all there. And of course, what's happening in LA You got they didn't put the Marines on the citizens. Okay. Federalized the National Guard. Got the Marines out there patrolling the city, trying to fulfill a arrest quota of 3,000 a day.
A day.
Okay. This is beyond ugly.
Yeah.
This is treason.
You don't even have to look at that to see how this administration and their squad treats a standing senator, in LA. I mean, it's like Padilla, even in his statement said, if this is the way they treat a senator, how do you think they're treating just the average citizen? It's ridiculous.
That's right. The farm worker.
Right.
The day laborer. I mean, people are literally terrified out there. So anyhow, we want your thoughts about this. Will the American people rise up to this occasion? Will they stop this? Will they protest this? Will they reject this? There are protests planned all around the country, and tomorrow for this parade, All Kings, no King's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps you're participating in one of those protests, or know somebody that is. Well, anyhow, let's get to the phones. The number to call is 202-588-0893. Share your thoughts about the occupation of America, live and in color, okay? Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Hello, caller.
Good morning, fellas.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
This is Rick calling you long distance from Germany. And I just want to say that the end is near. We've got 35 years before total apocalypse. So I think what's going on in LA, what's going on in DC, we've got 35 years before total apocalypse. I'm done, fellas.
35 years. I ain't so sure about that, Rick. I mean, Trump is already warning protesters, potential protesters for his parade, that they will be met with massive force.
Right.
Good gracious, man. You got tanks, airplanes, 7,000 troops, running around D.C., looking for a pretext to stay, to hang out, much longer than this parade. What will the American, how will the American people respond to this? How are you responding to this? 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for this opportunity. This is Julian calling in from Flagstaff, Arizona. And I just wanted to give a message to my fellow Black American descendants of slavery and our African diasporan relatives to say that we are now witnessing a war of competing colonizing forces. In light of that, we must stand neutral, sheltering in place, all the while building our own communities, economic and legislative resources in order to be well prepared to deal with whichever colonizing force is still standing once the dust settles. My parting message to my community coast to coast is simply this: prepare, survive, and lastly, courage. I thank you, gentlemen.
All right. 202-588-0893.
I don't know if we can stand and wait for the dust to settle.
Yeah, really?
I don't know about that.
we'll be part of the dust.
That's right.
Okay. Anyhow, give us a call. Share your thoughts. America occupied from coast to coast this morning. Did you wake up thinking, hey, what's amazing? That people are still trying to go about their daily lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, as best they can, trying to go to work, you know, worried about the latest trends and on the internet and so on and so forth. Do they really understand what's at stake here?
Right.
You know, 202-588-0893. Share your thoughts this morning on Community Watch and comment. It is absolutely flabbergasted to see what is taking place, you know, on the West Coast. That is an occupying force. And of course, the state of California is challenging the deployments in court. There will be a hearing on Tuesday to address that issue. A preliminary injunction against the deployment was struck down within the past 24 hours. So it will go to an appeals court on Tuesday. What do you feel about having these troops here in D.C.? You know, 7,000 troops hanging out, you know, in the city, you know, prepared for anything. You know, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean to you? 202-588-0893. America occupied from coast to coast. Here we are in 2025. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW? Okay, all right. You know, Chip, it's absolutely amazing that this is occurring.
Yeah, and it's weird, you know, partly because of my, you know, love and background and reading and watching sci-fi. You know, every sci-fi of the future, excuse me, always shows in the past this period where there's some kind of thinning of the herd, you know, on the planet Earth to get to a better place. And it seems like all of these policies of this administration are about thinning the herd. You know, they're cracking down on everything. They're getting rid of anything that would keep people alive. You know, to hear Dr. Oz say, "Yeah, if you can prove to us that you are of value, then you'll stay on Medicare." You know, it's like they're trying to get rid of us. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's and that's what's so insidious is that they're doing it, and they really don't have any feelings about how this is going to affect the everyday Joe citizen.
There's no empathy. I mean, there's a video going around on social media from a couple days ago of a young Black girl trying to get home. And she approaches a group of ICE or riot police, and she's like talking to them. "I'm trying to get to my house, which is over here." And they're like, "Go away, go away." She goes, "But I live over there." And they just shoot her with a rubber bullet. I mean, it's like no conversation. Don't want her ID to find out if she actually lives there. They're just like, you know, "You follow orders or we're getting rid of you." And that's the ethos of this administration that's affecting the country worldwide. It's like, you know, we will get rid of you as fast as we can if you don't kowtow to us. You know, it's like.
Well, you know, the other part of that too, Chip, is that the roles that the police and the National Guard are playing in this occupation. We've had complaints before about this sort of thing, but it's like they're relishing the role. You know, they're like, oh yeah, okay, so we finally get to get some payback.
That's
you
it.
You know, against the citizens, and that's what they're doing. You know,
I remember one guy saying, "Well, you know, there's a reason why the LA Police Department took the slogan to protect and serve off of their cars. <'Cause> that's not what they're about now.
Not what they're about, you know. It's like to threat and coerce, you know.
That's it.
202-588-0893. This morning we're getting your thoughts about the parade, the fact that we got 7,000 troops, you know, in the city. Will they leave as scheduled, or will there be some provocation? You know, that's what the brown shirts in World War II, right before World War II, would do. The Nazi brown shirts and the stormtroopers, they would go out and provoke incidents to justify their activities.
Their reason for being there.
Yeah. And you know, now we just saw that with the senator. You know, the administration trying to say, oh, he didn't identify himself. Oh, he lunged.
Right.
You know. Now what they are saying is that it was security people that let him in the building and escorted him to the front of the auditorium.
Well, the other thing is that he didn't actually get to the front. He was still a good 12 feet away from the podium. And it's interesting that if he is such a threat lunging at her, how come no one on the podium reacted to him? You know, it's like, okay.
Oh, he didn't identify himself in this clear audio, clear video of him doing just that. All right, if they'll attack they have no respect for, you know, the halls of power, you know, be it the Senate, you know, be it the Congress, be it a citizen. Anyhow, 202-588-0893, you share your thoughts about what we're witnessing here in America. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
I just have to say this. If you for 1 minute think this is really a celebration of our military, then his birthday, he's already said military people are suckers and losers, so why we celebrate them? I think the whole guise of this parade is boisterous, gaudy, and distasteful, and that's why I'll be spending my day in St. Michael's by the water and having a serene and a mental break from all of this.
Could you repeat that again?
Excuse me?
Yes, we can hear you. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, the whole thing, everything I said, not for 1 minute do I think this parade is about our military, because he's already said they're suckers and losers. So why would he celebrate them? This is about his birthday and his power and the things that he can snap his finger and make and have done. I think the whole parade is a gaudy, boisterous, awful thing that they're doing. And so I'm going to be spending my day in St. Michael's away from all of these shenanigans.
All right. I wonder, I think a lot of people are going to do just that.
Right.
But there are protests planned, you know, and Trump is promising massive force will be used against anybody protesting their parade. You know,
he'll never hit me across the head. I'm done with that foolishness. I am not going to be a sacrificial lamb for these people, so they can do what they want to do. So I'm sorry to sound so defeatist, but you know, I think it's nothing we can do about it. And I'm sorry. That's what I believe. I just don't think there is a future for us here in this country. And we need to get a passport and a plan. That's what I say. Because we are
all right.
People. And,
Thanks for your call. You know, is there a future for anybody in this country? I mean, you know, it's all about supporting the king. You know, exactly. on No King's Day. 202-588-0893. Is this a prelude to a coup? Like I said, what happens if Trump says, "Well, you know what? We've got some issues here in D.C. that, you know, we're not going to be able to withdraw those paraders just yet. We're gonna keep them here because somebody set a dumpster on fire." 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
How are you doing this morning? Other than being, I hope you're not depressed by this stuff going on here. Hello?
No, hello? Not depressed, but okay. clearly aware and encouraging people to be active, you know? I mean, the American people are the only ones that can really stop this if they want to. So what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are this. The United States is trying to act at home now. The rich folks want to, they're not hiding it any longer. They want to show you they control the world and they control you. And they're losing control here in the United States. And I guess in the long run, it's going to be better for everybody, I guess, if we face whatever is going on here. And we do like the, we may be like the people in Yemen, show that the United States can be defeated, the Navy can be driven off, that all the 850 troops and all the 850 bases can be gotten rid of very quickly. Troops here and whatever, wherever. Let's go back to Martin Luther King's thing. They can't jail everybody. They can't feed everybody. They can't stop everybody who is peacefully trying to do whatever. And if people, including the Democrats, actually are against them in some of these areas, they could stop this stuff. If the Democrats fought like the Republicans do when Republicans aren't in power, they have mechanisms that they could do to stop his big, beautiful bill from going through, for example. But we have one party here, and it's run by the rich, and they want us to fight each other instead of fighting them. And I think people need to think about that. Are we doing here now what we're doing in the rest of the world? I think the answer is yes.
All right. Thanks for sharing your point of view. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, we need some perspective here. So I've been reading online and commenting about the deployment of the military in our civilian streets. And a number of historical points have been raised all within our lifetime, you and I. It was pointed out in Little Rock that they had to call out the military to enforce desegregation of the high school there. And it was pointed out that the military was called out during the 68 riots. I was in the streets those days. Maybe you were too.
Oh, yeah, we remember.
Yeah. But I think you're washing over it because, you know, in Little Rock, it was the governor who called out the National Guard to surround the school from the black, to stop the black kids from going in. So Eisenhower called out the 101st Airborne to get the black students in. So, I mean, are you disconnected?
Yeah, I think that's Mike in the background there. I'm trying to make a connection. So, caller, go ahead and proceed.
Yep, I think we lost the caller.
You know, the Watts riots, you know, like you say, Little Rock, here in D.C., you know, I mean, you know, those were very, very violent situations that required some element of control. Now, many would argue that it went too far. you know, and but nonetheless, this is unprovoked. You know, this is an unprovoked attack against the citizens of California. You know, it's not, there's no insurrection going on. You know, there's no, you know, rioting, you know, that's taking place, you know, on a mass scale. You know, and, you know, they're coming down with overwhelming force. The federal government is using overwhelming force, you know, to quell dumpster fires. And of course, the images that people see on network media feed into that, into their narrative. You know, I can't help but emphasize that there are too many images of protesters, you know, waving, you know, Mexican flags or Nicaraguan flags or whatever, you know. This is an armed insurrection, you know. And now what we don't know is how many of those people are plants. Yeah, just go out there and wave that flag around, you know. That justifies our, you know, our efforts. And the citizens of L.A. are saying, listen, you know, this is, you know, just not happening like that. You know, but they don't care. They want that narrative to reinforce, you know, what they're trying to do, to confuse the American people of what they're trying to do. And unfortunately, too many American people are buying it. 202-588-0893. And let's go to another caller. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Hello. My name is Ryan. Good morning.
What's your comment?
Well, I just want to say that this is not a prelude to a coup. This, you saw, I won't call it a bloodless revolution, but you saw a revolution without a shot being fired when the election came. The man executed a coup. Let's forget about that he's a pathological liar. He's a thief. Let's forget all of that. Let's forget all the people he's firing, everything he's doing. The man is exponentially making himself rich beyond even his own endeavors. And the people who are supposed to be good are standing up, standing by, and not saying a thing. They're all complicit. You're not looking at any competition. You're looking at, you're watching wrestling. That's what you're looking at. You're looking at wrestling. The outcome of all this stuff is already, they already know what it is. They're taking over from working people. The working people got to wake up and find out that these people are enriching themselves beyond doubt. And it may very well be irreversible. But that, now this is no this is no legal competition. This man is enriching himself. He's taking anybody with any morals or any, those things have to be built through experiences and all. He's taking people out that read the news, coming off the radio and the TV, to do exactly what their job is. Come and tell y'all what your marching orders are. Tell you some kind of news that he's done. None of this stuff's real anymore. What do you say about that? The man pulled off a revolution, a coup.
So the coup was already been initiated. Now
he's putting people in there, that certain people that have morals and have done things and they have principles. You can't move those principles. They won't do what you say. He's bringing people out there that they don't have that. They've done what they had to do to get on the TV and read the news or get on the radio. Those people do, that's what they do. That's their job. They do that to get their job, and that's what they're doing now. He can't tell them anything that they'll say no or give him any pushback. That's all he wants. But if I know that, and I'm just a idiot, if I know that, then very smart, intelligent people know it too. They're standing by letting them do it. They're all complicit in it. People got to open their eyes. The working people got to get together. Or you're not going nowhere. You're going to have less and less. I mean, my father, My father used to go in the grocery store and come back, had a big old wide car, the whole back seat be filled up with bags of groceries. And he's gaggling, I spent $24 in there. I spent $28 on that. And I can't carry nothing out the store. I don't need a bag for $28.
Right. Hey, thanks for that memory. Yeah, okay. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, man. Appreciate it. All right, 202-588-0893. America occupied from coast to coast. Remember the Marines deployed in L.A., the National Guard federalized in California, D.C. got 7,000 troops, you know, hanging around the city, tanks. You know, they're prepared, you know, and now we've seen what they've done in L.A., mm-hmm. You know, creating that pretext for escalation. You know, what's it going to take to escalate things here? You know, and I refuse to believe that they don't have that plan in place,
right?
In case, you know, protesters show up and do what their constitutional rights give them the rights to do. You know, well, they sneezed at one of our horses, or it'll be some pretext. And they don't make no excuses about it.
And hey, I mean, that's the other thing. Video. I mean, because we're seeing these videos. I'm seeing videos of protesters in L.A. The police are funneling them to walk down the street away from, you know, the general area. And the crowd is complying. And suddenly you see these policemen on horseback who come up behind the crowd, which is moving in the direction that the police instructed them, but they are beating them with batons as if they're not moving fast enough. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I mean, they're just encouraging some kind of
confrontation
from the crowd, a confrontation, right? And so it's like, that's what they do, is they want to escalate the situation in a way that lets them say, oh, well, it wasn't our fault. You know, the crowd did it. It's like
they weren't compliant.
Right.
202-588-0.
It's like the guy being handcuffed on the ground who's already handcuffed. You're like, I don't resist. How am I resisting? I'm handcuffed. what am I using to push back against you?
All right, let's go to another caller. Good morning, PFW listener. Your thoughts about America occupied from coast to coast.
Okay. How's everyone?
Oh,
worried.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well,
what are your thoughts?
I mean, my thought is that, you know, America, England, and all of the EU nations have always been slave-run nations. In other words, their entire economies is based upon slavery and the exploitation of labor and the extraction of wealth from, you know, temporarily conquered places. That is breaking down. And, I mean, this kind of took place in the 1800s. The Bloody Summers was about the same thing. It's like you have a population that don't have a way to make money. They don't have an economy. They have nothing to offer. They're not farmers. They're not builders. They're not inventors. They don't do this thing. So they need to rally people. They need other people to do their work. You know what I'm saying? The Latinos were brought here to do work. Why? Because they couldn't do it themselves. So now that they're done with the work, now they want to lock them up and continue to get free labor off of them. It's the same thing they did to the black population in America in the earlier years of America. Enslave the labor, take the property, and they say, once the work is done, okay, well, we're done with you now. We're going to try to lock you up. This is the economy of America. It's based upon slave labor and the extraction of, you know, resources from them. They need to recapture it because the country is basically going bankrupt. That's what this is all about, I believe.
All right. You know, thank you for your call. You know, it's interesting that Donald Trump made a statement regarding how his own crackdown is affecting the farmers, okay, and the leisure industry, okay. Well, the poor farmers are losing their labor force. Well, they're losing their labor force because they're being chased off the field, okay. The leisure, the hotel industry is losing its workers, its bed cleaners and all that, you know, and custodians, because they're being chased off the properties. You know, they're afraid to come out and work. And he actually made that remark like they bear no responsibility. And they're going to try to say, well, we're going to have to do something about that. Well, what are you going to do about that? Yeah. It's you know, what you going to do? You going to reverse policy all of a sudden? You going to stop the ICE raids?
That's again, these guys, number one, they have no moral compass. And number two, they have no real, they have no real knowledge of how governance works.
It works.
So they're just throwing darts up against the wall, and then if it doesn't work, they lie about it, you know? So it's like, it's a constant shifting ground, you know, that...
But when he made that remark, I said, man, are you serious? I mean, I said it about so many things that he said. Right. But now you're going to come out and say that our farmers, you know, are hurting.
You can see, because, I mean, he went from, you know, his initial push, you know, against immigration, where how these people are coming in and they're taking our jobs. Or they're you know, taking benefits that they don't deserve, which I always thought was funny that little kid said, you know, well, if these people are so lazy and they're just coming taking benefits, how come ICE is always finding them at work? You know, it's
like, okay.
What's up with that?
The whole LA thing started out because they were chasing day laborers around in a Home Depot.
So okay.
I mean, Lord have mercy. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Yeah, I just a quick thing. When they gave the kids the right to sue oil companies for climate, and then...
climate change? Right.
At the same time. Right at the same time, they found out, you know, Alito and Thomas were taking bribes. And then at the same time, they gave Trump immunity. And at the same time, he gave it back. And, you know, it all happened like within a week, you know?
Right.
So, they're on the same team now. And they aim for the folk, you know, they're... So anyways, that's what I just wanted to get out.
We've reached a point now, it seems like, on every level of government, it's the best government you can buy, whether it's the court, whether it's Congress, or whether it's the White House. You know, before we used to have some kind of checks and balances, but now everybody's on the same team, and that team is money.
Team money. 202-588. Thank you for your call, by the way. 202-588-0893. You know, it's the only reason why Trump made that remark about the farmers are hurting. It's not the farmers that are hurting. It's the agri corporations, the agribusinesses. Right. You know, yeah, they can't harvest their crops. Okay. Oh yeah. Well, we're losing money, Mr. President. What we gonna do? Where we gonna get labor from? You know,
where are we going to get $8 a day labor? You mean?
Okay, exactly. The hospitality industry, the hotels and whatnot. You know, same thing. You know, that's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and now the rooms are, you know, being left dirty. You know, and they're upset. You know, but you know they're not trying to improve the lot of those workers.
Nope.
You know, they're just trying to improve their bottom line. They're trying to secure their bottom line. And what is, once again, what is the president, what is this guy going to do about it? You know, it's not the policies that he has initiated are, these are the effects. We've seen this happen in Florida. Mm-hmm. We've seen this happen in all of the vacation, you know, cities, you know, of this country. You know, workers are afraid to step out of their homes, you know, because you got unidentified people riding around in pickup trucks, you know, intimidating the population. You know, it's my goodness. What did they think was going to happen?
Right.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning.
Hello, caller.
I've been dropping
Hello.
Out.
Go ahead. We can hear you.
Dropping out left and right. And the bottom line for me is that there's a law, the Posse Comitatus law, that says right. The military will not be deployed for law enforcement. If it was an insurrection, I have to point out this irony. Maybe it's been said before. I'll say it again. The irony is, well, what happened on January 6th? That was a riot. That was an insurrection.
Thank you.
People were being killed and maimed and hurt. Federal buildings were being attacked. But that was not an insurrection. Oh, no. Those are just guys on vacation. Please,
sure.
Folks,
yeah.
Understand the irony. The hypocrisy has everything to do with power. These guys have sold out. The Republican Party has sold out. The Supreme Court has sold out.
Sold out.
The guy is on his way. That's my point.
Well, thank you for making those points, because the insurrection is, look, that was a legitimate reason for calling out the National Guard or beefing up the police force. That was legitimate. I mean, there was look, as the Sly Stone record says, there's a riot going on.
Right.
Okay. There was a riot going on, and they wanted it to happen and let it happen. And then they pardoned all them people, all them lawbreakers. Oh, 202-588-0893. What a mixed bag we live in right now.
They not only pardoned them, they gave the one lady's family $5 million. It's like,
oh, my gosh. All right, back to the phone calls, 202-588-0893. America occupied by stormtroopers coast to coast. You know, will this be a pretext for keeping those troops here in D.C.? You know, they'll just station just outside the city and hope for some kind of insurrection or some kind of, you know, protest that they will fan the flames to get out of hand.
This is another thing with this J6ers. You realize that when he pardoned all the J6ers, one of the things he did it was because he said there was an overreach, sending these people to jail, to prosecuting these people for what they did. There's a J6er now who is fighting in court his arrest and prosecution on child pornography charges. Because the evidence that they got against him on this was gotten through warrants.
Obtained through his arrest, right.
Through his arrest through J6. So he's saying, well, I'm pardoned from J6, so they had no right to collect the child pornography from my house on a warrant based on J6. I'm just like,
man, 3,000 a day. You know, that's what Miller's quota is, you know, spokesperson for the Trump administration. Well, so if we're going to get 3,000 a day, that we got to go out to everybody, kids, the pets, you know, everybody.
They're doing these things where they're snatching up parents and they're leaving the kids in the car. It's
in
like
the car.
They're not even making arrangements for children when they take their parents. It's like, how crazy is this?
Listen, loss of humanity, man. Loss of they have lost whatever humanity that they possessed. And God don't like that. I'm just gonna be blunt. You know, God don't like ugly. Stay tuned. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
It would be nice if this conversation could turn into something productive.
You said what?
It sounds like the commercial for Trump, because you're only talking about what Trump is doing and not all the things that are happening to resist Trump. There are so many things that people are doing in Denver, the capital of Colorado. There was a massive parade and shutdown of
I don't know what you're listening to, Jabari, be frank with you. You know, because we're talking about all of that. All right. So if it's not to your edification, that's fine. All right.
Okay.
But, you know, don't try to say that we're not talking about it, acknowledging it.
You're taking up on my time.
No, I'm not taking up your time.
You don't have to like what I say.
Go ahead and say what you got to say, and then we move on.
So first of all, there's so many things that could happen. And if we spent most of the time talking about what we're going to do instead of what we think they're going to do, we would have a lot more better outcome.
Well, here's your time. Tell us what you're going to do.
Can I finish what I'm saying? You've been speaking. You take up all the time to talk about what you want to talk about. So if we actually would do that, there are so many things we could actually do. But again, we don't talk about, you don't talk about them, and you don't allow other people to talk about them, because it takes more than just having a protest mentality. Frederick Douglass says, power concedes nothing. You don't go up to power and ask them to change. You decide that you want to change it, and then you do whatever you have to do to make the outcome that you want to see happen. This is childish, the way you speak about it. As if Trump, they had this, they've been planning this for 20 years.
All right, okay.
We appreciate what you had to say. Until you have an alternative plan, then they're going to keep doing what you do. Until you can stop it. It is simple as that.
Okay, thank you very, very much. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Hey, Ron, man, it's Marvin from Fort Washington. How you doing, man?
What's up, man?
Some of the callers, they really don't understand U.S. foreign policy. I mean, the reason why a lot of Hispanics are from Latin America, because it's a book called Harvest of Empire by Juan Gonzalez, Host on Democracy Now. And I have the book at home, and it explained to you U.S. involvement in Latin America over the last 100 years, overthrowing sovereign leaders. Promoting civil wars like in Salvador in the 70s and 80s, Panama, Nicaragua, Grenada. This country has done so much dirt to people of color, not only there, but in the African continent.
Haiti.
You hear what Trump is doing. This is just an extension of colonialism, neocolonialism, fascism, that both of the parties are responsible for over the last 100 years in this country. So, we have been taught to be complacent and rely on government. But, the people have to rise up. You know, you're cutting off services, jobs, Social Security, public services. There's a lot of people out of jobs. There are a lot of people going to be out of jobs, more and more jobs. If somehow we don't organize and try to stop this thing, man, I tell people to join organizations and groups. But I think the level of violence that you see in this administration, I think the people are going to have to raise their level of resistance to meet their violence, man, to get this thing stopped, bro. Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
I don't know if we can condone. I don't know if we can condone violence, but.
That was one of the arguments that one of our previous callers have been trying to make, that, we need to, engage in and violence. You know, listen, that's the one thing that they want.
Right.
You know,
can I say one thing before we leave?
Absolutely.
So the caller before last, he's a routine caller. We appreciate his opinion, but it seems like he's always blaming us. And this is Community Watch and Comment, and we are opening. We open the phones up for the listeners to tell, to talk. And so we sometimes comment on what they say, but for him to come on and start first arguing that we are not doing the due diligence to talk about protests, which we do, but why isn't he doing that when he comes on instead of attacking us every time he comes on? That's my only comment, is that this is about the listeners driving the conversation. So next time he calls, I would encourage him to drive the conversation instead of attacking us.
Yeah, if you got an idea, we'll present it, you know.
Yeah.
Stop wagging that finger, you know.
So that's
all right. Anyhow, but yeah, it is what it is. Mm. And, you know, we're thick-skinned, you know, we can handle it.
I don't know, man. I think I'm going to take a bubble bath, you know, decline. I got to relax.
A bubble bath. All right, well, listen, I believe we're about out of time. Folks, you know, these are very, very serious times. Yes, they're very, very serious times. And, you know, we cannot afford to, you know, keep our heads in the sand like ostriches or deny what's obvious. The people, the American people are going to have to make up their minds.
Right.
Will they allow this to proliferate?
On.
Yes. And that's the bottom line. Will the American people allow this to proliferate? Are they so intimidated? Are they so zoned out that,
right,
you know, that they don't want to take action or scared to take action? You know, like I said, you got to stand.
Silence is approval. So you can't just ride the fence.
Exactly. You got to take a stand. So let's see what happens tomorrow during this parade. Because protest will take place.
Well, it's supposed to be thunderstorms, so maybe a higher power will step in.
It's happened before. All right. So, all right. Look, that's the only thing we can rely on right now is the higher power.
That's it.
And both in ourselves and in the Lord Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chip.
Yeah.
Mike. We'll be back next week
with another
edition of Community Watch and Comment. And let's see if those troops, those DC troops, those DC occupiers, let's see if they're out of the city after the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can do that just fine.
All right, y'all have a great
adios
day.
Adios.
Who can you turn to?
This Saturday, June 14th at 1 p.m., RefuseFascism.org is holding a permitted, nonviolent rally and march to say no to Trump's military parade, no to his deployment of the military against people on U.S. soil, no to his terroristic ICE raids and deportation of immigrants, and no to Trump's direct threat of violence against protesters. With the eyes of the world on D.C., Refuse Fascism will stand up with courage and determination to declare the fascist Trump regime must go now. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. Again, this will be a permitted, nonviolent rally and march. It begins at 1 p.m. at Logan Circle this Saturday, June 14th, with a march to the White House.
Put your Gucci watch on, synchronize your time, and let's pop.
The 2025 Home Rule Music Festival opens Friday, June 13th, with a dynamic youth musical showcase at Woolly Mammoth Theater, highlighting the next generation of go-go and jazz artists. Then, on Saturday, June 21st, the festival continues with a live performance by Backyard Band and Plucky and the Oneness of Juju, and other standout artists representing go-go and jazz. The festival also includes live